169. The Perpetual Plastic. There was a scientist and inventor of plastics who received permission from the personnel department of his laboratory to invent a permeable plastic. He persevered in his efforts day after day. It was his personality to persist, you see. Careful to avoid pernicious odors, he examined the perplexing problem of the perpendicular molecular crystal structures, and after much perseverance, persistence, and perspiration, finally produced a plastic that he called the perpetual plastic. He named it this because of its permanent qualities. One day, the scientist was called to a court of law to face charges of patent violation. In the courtroom, the judge questioned the scientist, saying, "Under the threat of perjury, I ask you whether you have perpetrated the crime of fraud." The scientist perspired under pressure and gave a persuasive argument, saying, "If it is permissible by the court, I would like to explain my perspective on this matter. My invention is truly perpetual because of its permanent qualities. It is permanent because common substances like air and water can permeate, but only very slowly. Therefore, this plastic can perpetuate the preservation of perishable items such as food." The judge, though somewhat perplexed, expressed a permissive attitude and said, "You have persuaded me." The scientist was acquitted of the charges. Now his invention is popularly being used for containers of food products around the world.